This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Up early with Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
It's just gone 6 o'clock on your Monday morning, 15 degrees and a forecast up at 24 for Melbourne. Good morning, Annie Louie.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, hello and a shout out. It may not be morning where you're listening to us from, but thank you for listening to us from around the world. What are we talking about today, Annie?
Today on Up Early, we are talking hair.
Hair.
Yours looks pretty good today. Have you done anything to it?
I put some product. I'm not wearing a baseball cap. I wear a baseball cap more often than not. And I thought, we're talking hair. I would grab a bit of Rockstar, which is a product I use in my hair. And
Official brand ambassador here.
When you put headphones on and off, on and off, on and off for 3 hours, it does end up looking a bit fluffy by the end of it.
I washed mine. No compliments from you.
Right.
You know when people compliment you and you've done nothing except how to wash?
Yes.
Yeah, that often doesn't sit well with me.
You actually want to be able to replicate what it is that they've actually said. Oh, your hair looks great. Okay, when I wash it, people always notice it's shiny or it's a bit frizzy or
I just need a shower more often. But so, we're going to be chatting to a good friend of mine, Peter Jones, about balding.
Funny man, Peter Jones.
Poor guy. I've been doing some research and there's some, the baldness has 7 stages.
Bald. I love how you say bald.
Bald.
Baldness. Bald. Show us your
bald. It's bald, the poor guy. What an accent. It's Irish, tiddly-tee.
to be sure, Annie. Oh, no, that's Scottish.
Yeah, every time.
Snuggle up to Annie and Ando every weekday morning on Joy.
We're talking hairy hair.
Hairy hair.
Hairy hair, hair, hair. Well, I need to go somewhere first. Thomas Bell Chambers, footballer, well known.
Don't know who that is.
I think he's a good looking rooster. Oh. He is known for, well, he's not known. He's known for his football skills, but he's not necessarily known for his bald or almost bald head, has decided pre-wedding to, someone fitted sheet. What's her name? Olympia Vallance.
Half-sister of Holly Vallance.
Oh, imagine those two around
neighbors,
the table.
Both of them were in Neighbours.
Everybody needs a good one. So with him, he's decided to get some hair treatment in the lead up to his wedding. Now, it's going to be a lot of treatment because
it's a 12-month program.
That's commitment or is that craziness, Annie Louie?
In time for the wedding just seems like a lot of pressure to put on yourself.
I was listening to a friend of the show, Fitzy and Whipper, this morning, and they were talking about losing weight for a wedding.
Yeah.
And Whipper's view is, don't do it because for the rest of your life, you look back at your wedding photos going, oh, I wish I was that thin again.
Yeah,
I wish I was
true.
That. Just bulk up, if anything, so that after the wedding, you go, God, I was fat then, but I'm great now.
Yeah, like a good wine. You should get better as
better
you age.
With age.
If you're going to be married to this person forever, you don't want to look back going, that was the peak of our relationship.
Exactly. Do you think balding, though, is... it's harder on men than harder on women than men. Like, I'm being gendered here deliberately, but if I was a woman,
sometimes women do have a lot of hair loss, especially getting older. It starts thinning out.
Yeah,
yeah.
My mother-in-law's got a bald spot, and I don't think she knows.
Well, you never have to look back there.
I don't think she's ever looked back there. And she is, her and her girlfriends from the village, they're like all in their late 80s or 90s. Three of them share a pack of Clairol or some brand of like supermarket hair dye.
Oh, yes.
And three old women share one box of dye.
Well, one is too intense. Like, my mum would make me dye her hair as a kid. I'd hate it because it reeks. But she'd go for the full pack and sometimes it's so black it's unnatural. So share it around.
What colour is your mum's hair?
Well, now she goes for a lighter shade of brown, but sometimes it's too light at the roots and the whites come through.
Magic marker, Sharpie. So back to my question. If you were balding, would you just let it naturally go further and become bald or shave your head?
Yeah, let us know. 0427569949. I'm a big fan of just let it go.
Really, Annie?
Because it's like you're clinging on to something. Like, boost your self-esteem. Go do something with that money that's fun. Go treat yourself. Don't worry about that.
I saw this machine on, my favourite show, Botched.
Yeah.
I saw this machine that they used once on this guy that actually got thousands of plugs done in the back of his head. And it was like this precision, like a robot in a car manufacturer. Bzz, 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 bzz,
yeah.
And it was plugging them from somewhere else and putting
them. I
need
to see a video of this. But Peter Jones is our man, our funny man, who's going to shed some light on this hair thing. And I want to know whether or not he would get plugs, because he's got some great comedy material and then he'd have to let it go.
Let it go. You can do jokes about plugs.
That's true.
Hello, this is your morning wake-up call with compliments from Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
We're talking hair this morning. Now, Annie, just before that track, I said to you about this robot that does hair plugs.
Yeah.
And I'd seen it and I showed you a video. What was disconcerting about me, the stuff you saw in that video?
For some reason, they all have terrible hair. The guy at the
clinic owners and robot designers are bald themselves.
Well, the first guy looks like he's had a terrible job of regrowing it, where the front just looks really thin anyway. It's not natural.
You know what that looked like? That reminded me of a Melbourne celebrity that had pubic hair transplanted onto their
head.
Get
out.
So it's true. Very family man.
So when you lose the hair on your head, the bottom doesn't match. It's not like you're thinning everywhere.
The drapes and the carpet.
Yeah. They're not thinning drapes?
I don't know. Look at my hair. Do I look like I'm thinning?
Well, you're not thinning anywhere, I assume.
No, so yeah. I can't. I don't know.
Okay.
You're
the wrong person to
I've
ask.
Never grabbed someone's pants, pulled them down and gone.
Is a bowl down there too? Give us a look.
Is it? We want to know. Actually, can someone help us on this? Does it bald downstairs as well as upstairs at the same time? I know the grey hairs, that sort of happens.
Oh, yes.
Not as frequently.
Yeah, Arj Barker, great joke when he finds his first white hairs in his beard and he goes, well, you know what this means. I'm a wizard. Instead of like, I'm aging.
Oh.
It's a joke. Well, it's not my joke. You can take it up with Arj, but it usually kills.
Oh, does it? Oh, there you go. Yeah, so the whole plugs thing, that's one option. There's a product that you can buy, I think, at like those chemists and things, which is like a cream or a mousse that you rub into your scalp or your hair every morning and night for months and months.
Is that supposed to grow it back?
And supposed to grow it. Now, there's been products like that for years and years, but I think there's one or two on the market that actually has good efficacy. Now, I was watching a YouTube video the other day because I had, you know how I love a bit of designer stubble,
yeah.
I've got basically patchy fluff on my face. No designer stubble.
But you could grow the mo. That got pretty hairy.
That's about it, though. And then I just looked like a porn star.
You can't grow a goatee if you wanted to.
Oh, it's hard. And it's all patchy. So I had this brainwave. I thought, I wonder if I could use that stuff they use on the head on your face. So I Googled it. And there's two very different sides of the argument. There's definitely not, and that's on the manufacturer's side.
That's on the warning going, bam, bam, bam.
Correct. And then I stumbled into a rat hole that I'd stayed in for half a day that was people doing videos like month one, month two, month three. There was this one guy in particular. I'm like, I can see your patch is filling in, because apparently hair falls out, then it gets fluffy. Like there's a process you go through. So it scares you half at the halfway mark. And a lot of people back out.
But this is on someone's head.
This was on his face.
So you found some underground.
Yeah, I was like on the grey web or something. Yeah. I'm in there. No,
because they're telling you not to, and somebody's done it, and you've gone.
And at the start of his YouTube, he says, you're not supposed to do this. And I emailed the manufacturer, and they said, definitely not. So
That's a good disclaimer.
And then he still does it. And as he's doing it, he gets to month three, and he shows the beginning, the middle, and the end. And he goes, you know what? It's definitely improved, but I'm still not happy. There's still a bit of a gap. Mm-hmm. Then the video fast forwards. He ends up doing it for a year.
And does it work?
Well, it's
not really worth it then, is it?
I didn't jump in the ute and head down to the chemist to get some straight away.
Yeah.
A year, that's a big commitment. And, you know, my skin's really sensitive. I think about a conifer and I rash
that's
up.
That's true. Yes. Well, so I've got a couple of things to tell you about that. Because my dad was bald back in the day and a lot of jokes. Very
was
funny,
he?
But I'll tell you about.
Did you used to rub the top of his hair?
For good luck, yeah. My dad was Buddha.
Oh, there you go. We've got a wizard and now we've got a Buddha.
Up early, Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
We're talking hair this morning, all types. And my dad was a bald man for all of my life. Or he had the back bit around the connecting the two parts of your ears. Like your two ears,
so like a little earmuff thing that wrap around.
Oh, yeah. Nice. So I reckon, you know how kids just have wild imaginations? My dad was clearly going very bold. And I'd look at him and I'd see some of these little fluffy hairs. I'd be like, Dad, it's growing back.
Wow.
Yeah.
And,
wow. And my dad would be like, yes, I think it is. Like he would just humor me.
How old were you?
I would 26. Have been like from the ages of 5 to 10. Yeah. Oh,
no. The thing I think with hair, you know, the like if you've got curly hair, you want straight hair, and if you've got straight hair, you want curly hair.
Mm.
And I think if you're for men, or this is my experience, if you're smooth, so I can't grow a snail trail. All I want is a friggin' snail trail or a hairy chest. If I had a pelty chest, I would
pelty,
never.
Pelty, is that what they call it?
Oh yeah, I'll show you a pelt. I would love. Please. I would just be touching myself all the time.
Well, that's why God didn't give it to you. He knew you wouldn't be productive as a member of society.
God, he was thinking about it. He goes, "Nah, this one. He's going to be playing with himself constantly." Yeah. And even my arms and legs are just not hairy. Yeah. I've got about 11 chest hairs, yeah. But I love hairy men.
Mm. And you were looking at me going, "You look different today." And I said,
"Yeah,
I've plucked my eyebrows. Just a few hairs. I think I got maybe 20 max." And this
That's a lot.
But that's not many compared to, have you done threading before?
No, but I watch it. I reckon they'd win the woodchop competition at the Melbourne show. The way the arms swing.
Yeah, you've got a two-arm motion.
Yes.
Yeah, so they use two pieces of string and they twist them together and they just run it along wherever it is that the hairs
horrendous.
Are. Horrendous. It's quite red afterwards, but I think it's my favourite method when I go to get them done. And somebody does it for you, the template set, and I just go and grab a few hairs every now and then and
what?
Keeps it in line.
Oh,
maintenance,
the way you,
myself.
You pluck your right. I'm thinking you go down there and you take a few of their hair. I'm like, what are you going? And I take a few hairs
while
of my own.
While they're concentrating, I just pluck.
With threading, riddle me this, Louie.
Yes.
Does it really pull every hair out, or is some of the hairs just sliced off by the fast cotton and it's actually left the roots in the head?
Oh, no, no. It actually does pluck them right
You can
off.
See the bulbous ends on the end of the hair?
Yeah, yeah. Because otherwise, you'd have probably a lot of ingrowns, and I haven't had many ingrowns from threading.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you know what I saw the other day? What? A woman was sitting at the park having a grand old time picking the ingrowns off her leg.
That's disgusting.
I know. Yeah, like everybody was enjoying the water. It was by a beautiful creek out in the country.
Well, it wasn't beautiful anymore with some.
I know, but I'm like, I know the feeling. Sometimes it's enjoyable, but to take yourself out to a public place and be like, let's make a day of it.
Why would she have ingrown hairs on her legs?
Because if you're shaving, it happens.
Yeah. Oh, God. Do you shave in the bath or shower? Do you shave your legs?
No, I don't. I epilate.
Those machines still around? My sister used to have one of those. You kind of need to do it outside on a towel because the amount of spray of hair on those things.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. And the noise it makes this crunchy.
You know what? Something creepy happened.
What?
With my phone. And,
with your phone?
The epilator, because I haven't told anybody that I epilate. And I swear to God, the sound of me epilating triggered an ad for a brand new epilator.
No way.
The buzz of it, you know, it's crazy.
This is like, we've done the whole, yes, they're listening. And we know that. We prove it too many times after the show when you look at your phone and your feed's just completely changed. But that is bloody clever that the manufacturer has gone, you know what?
Let's sample the sound.
At the 2-year mark, the motor starts to go a little bit whiny. The bearings get a bit sticky and it increases by half a decibel. Let's do a search of people when that noise is in the background and then in their feed. That is so clever.
I'm spooked.
Can't get enough of the show? Follow Annie and Ando on Instagram.
We've been chatting this morning about celebrity Thomas Bellchambers trying to regrow his hair in time for his wedding. And I thought, who should we invite on? Resident balding funny man himself and great friend of mine, Pete Jones. He's a Melbournian and he's going bald. Welcome to the show.
What a way to find out you're going bald. I wasn't even aware. What are you talking about?
Annie, you said he
knew. I have a beautiful lush head of hair. Going bald? What is this?
Oh, I only brought Pete on because he's got material about this. One of his jokes.
No idea what you're talking about, Annie.
About it.
Oh my gosh, this is brutal. This is an absolutely brutal way to start the morning, I'll tell you that. You're right, I do have a joke. It is about, I was once on a bus and there were these two teenage girls behind me who said that if they were going bald like that man, they'd kill themselves. So,
oh my God, were they teenage schoolgirls? Because they can be nasty.
They were teenage girls, yes.
They can be really nasty.
I mean, brutal, but like, I guess, good for them, you know?
Good for them. But yeah, ever since that incident, you haven't changed tact though. You haven't gone and reached for the hair plug option.
No, not at all. Wouldn't even. I feel like at this point now it's too far gone for me to go and get hair plugs at this point and be like, what? Like I have a bald spot I have a receding hairline, and to just all of a sudden have my hairline just be further and further down my forehead, I feel like would be so upsetting.
Have you thought about shaving it all off?
I have. I've done it a couple of times, gone the full, or at least quite low, like on a
number one or something.
The full skin sort of thing, yeah. I've gone quite low, and I don't know about it. Not for me either. I, for some reason, prefer, you know, the bald spot.
Did you know that this was coming for you? Have you got people in your family that you thought, man, I'm starting to look like them?
Yeah, my granddad was very bald. My uncles are also both very bald men. And my dad, it's thinning. It's definitely thinning.
We got it from our grandmothers. I thought the males in the family got their hair from their grandmother's side.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Okay, well, grandma wore a lot of hats, so maybe she was hiding something under there.
Now, if you want to play along at home, just Google Pete Jones comedian and you can see these beautiful pictures, and there's about five rows, and then all of a sudden some hunk on IMDb popped. Not saying you're not a hunk, mate, but he's got a lot of hair. He's not you, unless it
was you. I was going to say, I think all your promo pics are taken from front on, aren't they, Pete?
Yeah, there's not a lot. You don't see you'd have to be a security camera in like a 7-Eleven to catch the back of it.
The lighting's always good in 7-Elevens, isn't it?
This hunk? Which hunk?
I used to always swing past a 7-Eleven if I'd picked up late at night, and I'd go, I just need to grab something, and I'd run in.
Oh, you need
so you come in
them.
Too, and you get them to do a lap, and then you'd run because you could see what they really looked like.
So you don't have to wake up next to them and get horrified.
Yeah, well, it's dark inside the peel. Hey, just the other day, Pete, Annie Louie was saying to me,
yes.
One of these Chinese rituals that her mother did was when she was a baby, they raise a blade, the forehead back, the hair back to create a hairline, which I'd never heard of this phenomenon.
Oh, okay. I'm like, raise a blade to the forehead. What is this ritual? Oh, no.
It's a scalping.
Yeah, this is crazy.
And Annie says that her mum didn't go back far enough. So if you and Annie had a child together, I think we fixed the problem.
Yeah, definitely.
Would we fix the problem or create more problems?
Yeah, a kid of two comedians can never go well. But yes. That brings me to my next point, which is you are getting married and your fiancé is a comedian, so it could go very well.
True.
And what hope does this guy have of regrowing his hair before his wedding day? What do you reckon?
I feel like there's no... I mean, I guess there's a chance. Miracles can happen. But I feel like it's the real coward's move. You can't... He's been bald for so long in a very public way, and everyone's seen that, to go, well, I'll have hair for my wedding day. I think it's just going to be a lot of kind of photos of that and comparison photos. So
for the rest of his life.
Being like, what happened here?
Because his wife, Olympia Valance, or fiancé, do you reckon she's pressured him? It'd be nice for the wedding photos.
I don't know if it would be nice. I feel like it would, because there's always a chance that they look, you know, when you see like bad hair plugs.
Yes.
That looks like a chia pet. If you get that look, that makes it a lot worse on your wedding day.
Yeah, and then it's suddenly, what if you can't keep it up anymore and you just had hair for one day and then you let yourself go? Kind of like exercising before your wedding, getting ripped. Who are we fooling here?
He's not even doing...
I was going to say, just do like a white cowboy hat. Just do something like that. You don't have to do like
a la Dallas,
wedding
theme,
you know.
Yeah, it's your wedding. Do a theme. Why wouldn't you think of the hat first? Totally. Are you getting shredded at all for your wedding?
No. I mean, wouldn't that be the idea? But I know me, and I know that, look, I'll try my best. The weight loss is on the cards, you know?
That just reminded me of something else that you do, which is a podcast called Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes.
And I want to ask you a bit more about that. So, comedian Peter Jones, would you like to stick around and talk some more?
Yes, for sure.
Up early with Annie and Ando. We're talking to the clever, funny man, Pete Jones. And we're talking balding because of the whole Thomas Bell Chambers getting some work done pre-wedding day. But we want to change gears a bit. Pete, you've got a podcast called Kentucky Fried Chattin'. And just the other day I said to Annie Louie, I got an email in my inbox saying KFC Super Coach. And I'm like, oh my God, someone's going to coach me through the big bucket. But it was some funny tipping.
It's clearly, like a funny tipping or dream
team. I didn't
know. Thing. So it's become a running joke on this show about Dirty Bird.
Dirty
we can't
Bird.
Really talk about brands here, but we just have. And you've created a whole podcast around it.
Yes, totally. Not sponsored either. They refuse to sponsor us.
That's like us in the chip challenge. We can't find a single chip company to sponsor
we're
us.
We're too honest about our opinions.
It's true. We're brutal.
Yeah, I feel like we were the same way, where it was just like, oh, okay, yeah. I think they were aware of it. So their social media person was at least aware we existed.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it, what's the podcast about?
So the podcast, we reviewed and ranked every item on the KFC menu. So every episode was like 5 to 10 minutes long. And so like everything, like from a twister to the bottle of water to the moist towelette, every single thing, including, yes, a taste test of the moist towelette.
Ooh. Oh,
is there alcohol in it?
Yeah, bad. It was bad.
Oh, yeah, you know it's bad. Like, you have to, you put that thing near your fingers and the fingers go near your mouth. You know it's going to taste.
Hang on, Annie Louie. Unless you're 4 years old, that paper towelette is the size of a thumbnail. It does nothing.
It's basically, yeah, one of those Listerine mint things.
Yes, dissolve it on your tongue.
Yeah. Now, do you only release episodes when a new thing drops on the menu?
Yeah, we did a big, because it was the, what was it called? The popcorn chicken sliders, the six chicken, like popcorn chicken sliders. We did a special bonus episode for that. We will be back at some point in time, but we did exhaust the entire KFC menu.
Wow.
I need to ask, potato and gravy, where did that fall in the ranking?
See, that very decisive. So but there's three of us hosting, myself, Beck Petratus and Xavier Michaelides. And Zave, not a big fan of the potato and gravy. His big problem with it was that if you turn it upside down, it does not move. It will not fall out of that.
Oh,
cup.
Yeah.
It just stays there.
Yeah.
Which cannot be good on your insides. But
that was my dad's favourite item. Rest in peace, Pops.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Louie.
He'd be clogged up for a week.
He's no longer with us, for goodness sake. Now we've just found. Oh, my
death,
God.
Death by Dirty Bird, yeah. You've got a few other things happening around town as well, Pete. I'm going to perform at your comedy night this week. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I've got a new normal comedy on Wednesday nights at the Workers' Club. It kicks off about 8 p.m. Kicks off at 8 p.m. Yeah, every Wednesday we're running that one. Yeah, also doing Club Voltaire comedy on Sunday nights, which is at 7:30, and got a new one coming up at Bobby Peel's in North Melbourne.
Wow, you are so very, very busy. That's comedian Peter Jones there. He's more than just a bald head. You've managed to get a lot of information and insight.
It's not what I've heard.
But thank you for chatting and for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. It's Addy and Ando every morning on Joy.
17 minutes to 7 on your Monday morning. 15 degrees in a forecast. Top of 24. Annie Louie, we're talking hair this morning.
We are. Any good songs about hair?
Oh, really? I don't know about the word good. What about,
oh, yeah?
What about some Little Mix?
Yeah, I love it. It's about getting an X out of your hair.
I didn't even know this song was about hair, but it's about an X.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
It's
not
a
really fitting for the story I'm about to tell you.
Why?
But I'll leave it on anyway. Years ago, I've got this mate, and I haven't seen him for years, but we were quite close at the time, and let's call him Toby, because that's his actual name.
Oh, God.
We were
hey,
out.
Toby.
Hey, Toby. Hope you're well, mate, and miss you dearly. We were out somewhere, out having a drink, and he says, hey, Addo, can I ask a really personal favour? And I've gone, oh, my God, he wants to have a little bit of...
Would you? Have.
I would have tapped him, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Can I say that? Tap? Yeah, like on the shoulder, yeah. Tap that. Yeah. I thought he was really cute.
Mm.
And I go, yeah, what, mate? And he goes, oh, I've got to get rid of Little Mix.
Distracted by Little Mix.
Distracting me.
Yeah.
And he says, I suffer alopecia.
Mm.
And I go, have you got a horse? I was thinking like of a papilloma, or what are those horses with the spotty bums or something?
I don't know, but yeah, I've got an alopecia in the paddock. You want to go see it?
Yeah, do you want to pat my alopecia? And so I'm, you know, not the smartest tool in the shed. And he goes, no, it's a hair condition where I pattern like bald spots all over the top of my head, and I've been undergoing treatment. And I'm looking, I'm staring at the top of his head because his hair looked fine. And he said, this is a piece that I have put on.
Wow.
And I'm like, what do you mean? And he said, I go every 4 weeks and have a piece semi-permanently put on.
Put
and
on, glued. I've been, so it's got no clips or anything?
No clips. It was glued. Waterproof glue. Because we would go swimming together.
That's nuts. That's
so
some good glue.
I had no idea, right? And so he said, I've been part of a trial group on a special treatment, and apparently I'm starting to get some fluff underneath. He didn't call it a rug. I can't remember what the piece. And so he goes, I'm starting to get some fluff underneath the piece. And they said, it's best if I shave it off and see what grows back. And he said, will you help me shave it off? And I'm like, oh, okay.
How erotic. Did you shave his head? Did you tap his head?
This is serious. It was like, you don't ask just anyone to do that for you, Annie.
Yeah, was like, he a good friend of yours? Was he
yeah.
very close?
And so I said, yeah, cool, come over. He bought all the equipment and we sat in the bathroom together and it was gross because you kind of, it's this thick glue.
Oh, so
and
you're
I kind of had
it.
To get the yeah, separate yeah. the from where it was every time the hair grows the little bit that has to be re-glued.
Yeah, there's the most famous person I know with alopecia is Michelle Law, writer, sister of Benjamin Law, and yeah. she has a full wig that looks so natural, but then every 5 photos on her Instagram she takes it off and she's just bald, no eyebrows or anything, and she's probably doing a great job at championing hair loss, especially amongst women.
That's yeah. So she doesn't have like the same wig all the time and deny having it. No. She's doing like selfies of owning the baldness
with her cat and all sorts of fun, normal, everyday things.
What's the cat got to do with it?
She loves that cat. I would say every 2 photos is the cat, and then every 5 is her without hair.
We are asking the question this morning. If you were balding, would you let it go or would you fight it? Would you get the treatments, be it plugs, creams, lotions and potions? Coming up, I've got some natural remedies, completely unproven, that are just going to solve everything.
Thanks, Mr. Evans.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to get schooled.
You get your blender and you put a
colour...
Your
light blender.
Your light blender and you go...
Have
hom.
A rave and then your hair grows back.
Up early, Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
Oh, we're talking hair this morning, Annie Louie, and I have some completely unproven... Well, they reckon some are unproven remedies of how to grow hair back if you're balding.
This is like the experiment for kids growing grass in a egg
stocking.
Cup.
Oh, in an egg cup. We did it in a stocking with cotton wool inside it.
Ooh.
And you sit it on...
Yeah.
And then you can put googly eyes on the ball and suddenly it looks like
egg cartons is what I was thinking. But yeah, this is along that line. Natural?
Natural. All right, the first one. Onion juice.
Bah! Yeah, just walk around stinking all day. What are you doing? You're not sharing. No,
well, a small study was done with people suffering alopecia, and there was a control group. Half the group put onion juice on their scalp twice a day, and the other half used tap water. After 2 weeks, 74% of the onion juice group. Now, let's go back to the trial. Don't you reckon you could smell the onion?
Oh, you're like, I don't know. Am I in the control group or the onion group?
Exactly.
It's rigged.
Can't. All right. Next one for you, Annie Louie. Iron, that makes sense. Yeah, get that.
Why does iron make sense?
Oh, I don't know. It's a crucial nutrient that helps the body make blood, and low levels of blood are linked to hair loss.
Oh, I thought it was high testosterone that makes you bald.
Yes.
Got nothing to do with your blood.
And you know, how I would like to become more hairy? I was tempted to ask my GP and say, can I get some Rhone, some tea?
Yeah.
And can you prescribe me some tea?
What if you tip over and you lose that luscious head of yours?
Exactly. Well, that's one thing. I could become a little bit of... I know nothing technically about it, but I
evidently.
Just that I know, you know, a lot of my trans friends that... will take testosterone and
they do get
hair growth
and
changes to their body. So I kind of go, maybe I'm... Just in the sort of normal, not normal, that's a bad word, but like in the neutral zone of testosterone, a bit more. Imagine if I got a pelty chest.
What else?
Biotin. Biotin is also known as vitamin B7. Very good for hair loss.
Is that in Vegemite? Sounds like it is.
It is, but I think the thing with that, what do they call it? Something paste, malt paste. What do you call it? If you weren't using a brand name for Vegemite, what would you use? Shit in a jar.
Damn, you've made me forget now. Yeah, it definitely has a name.
Extract. Malt extract? Something?
Yeah,
yeast extract?
Yeast extract, isn't it?
Oh, that sounds like an infection.
I know, but I mean, people who eat Vegemite kind of are, aren't they? I don't like it.
I think biotin, I think you're actually right, but it's a much cleaner source from eggs.
Oh.
And I'm not suggesting you rub an egg into your hair.
You might as well. We'll have the egg group, the onion group, and the tap water group.
Can you imagine putting egg in your hair?
You almost said lemon juice earlier, which is what is known to lighten your hair in the sun, isn't it? Have you done that?
Yeah, I did, and it wasn't quick enough. And a completely different topic. I found in the bottom of Mum's laundry cupboard some bleach and some peroxide. So I mixed together in a little glass jar bleach, pure bleach and peroxide.
Did it work?
And rubbed it through my hair like it was lemon juice. Oh, my God. Carrot top, they called me at school for weeks.
Well, whose fault was that?
I didn't ask
for adult supervision or anything.
My sister used to put lemon juice in her hair to make it go blonder, and I tried putting it in mine and it didn't, so I wanted to accelerate the process.
What did your parents think had happened to you? Did they tell you
I told
off?
Them. Yes, yeah. I got told off, and look at what a mess. And punishment was, you'll go to school looking like that. You're not going to the hairdresser.
Sucker.
I would have been about 13 or 14.
Oh, that didn't help with the bullying, I'm sure.
No, carrot top.
Oh, some people are naturally red like that. Have some sympathy for
yeah,
those
but I wasn't
people.
The
you
day before.
Yeah.
Like on the Friday I wasn't, and now on the Monday. Another natural remedy that they're suggesting is melatonin. Now, melatonin's known for sleep, sleep hormone.
So you'll be sleepy but have a full head of hair. That's a good trade-off.
No, you get it in a cream, Annie Louie. Yeah. Hey, we've had a cracking show this morning. Tomorrow we're talking all things Frozen, and I don't mean the movie.
No.
We're talking your freezer.
Although,
we're talking people.
We've been practicing on our recorders. We've got the Frozen sheet music. Should we have a go?
What, playing Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
Maybe.
Elsa! Elsa! Do you want to build
Or at least duet with me if we haven't got the recorders.
Yeah. As people have started turning the dials off.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.